Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Mecha. What a wonderful weekend it is out there. Hey, Flathead, are you having a good time? I'm having a great time. In fact, we're going to pick up where we left off last weekend. And we had in the studio with us Scott Countryman of Goosehead Insurance. And what we were doing there was swinging a magnifying glass over that tiny little spot on your buy-sell agreement that says insurance contingency. And then there's a blank and there's a date that your realtor puts in there for you to give you that adequate amount of time to shop for your coverage. And we're really pulling that one apart, aren't we, Scott?
We are.
Yeah. So I'm excited to unveil even more and discuss what we don't know commonly about what happens with our insurance carriers and insurance coverage in general. However, let me thank my great sponsors. Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, Solving Your Water and Mold Problems for Good. All right. So listen, Scott, I have greater value now for that page in my buy-sell agreement that says, hey, here's the amount of time I'm going to give you to shop for your insurance carrier. I imagine somebody moving from a completely different part of the country, you know, maybe like a high-density metropolitan city. Okay, let's just pick a favorite, Chicago. Okay, they're coming in from Chicago and they said, I'm done with the skyscrapers. I want to look at mountains. What better place than Montana, right? Okay, so welcome, you know, our friend from Chicago. They come over here. And over in Chicago, their insurance carrier was brand X. Probably also sponsors the Super Bowl, okay? And that brand has served them well. However, they move over here and they buy this awesome piece of property. We were calling attention to the East Lakeshore fire last summer. So let's go there. Let's go Findlay Point. They buy this nice, beautiful piece of property on Findlay Point. And Brand X says, yeah, we don't do that.
It happens, and it comes back to that conversation about conservative insurance companies versus those that are a little more aggressive or have higher tolerance for risk.
Yeah.
I had a client just last week. They live in Yuma, Arizona, and they have a home on East Lakeshore, just north of where the Boulder Fire occurred.
Yeah.
And they had a long-standing relationship with their carrier in Yuma, but that carrier would not cover the home in on the East Lakeshore.
Yeah.
So we had to look at all of the carriers available that I have and find one that worked.
Now, you had mentioned last weekend a score called the PPC, right? And like golf, you want to keep that as low as possible. And that's really a risk factor that the insurance company, the underwriter looks at, right?
Correct.
So if your home is a 6 and your next home is a 9, you can probably expect your insurance rate to go up a little bit.
Correct.
Yeah. And that's what that 9 means is that it's higher risk.
Correct.
Okay. Is there another metric that they use now?
So in 2018, when the Paradise fires flattened 14,000 homes and another 5,000 structures, insurance companies.
Paradise, California.
Paradise, California, yeah. Not Montana.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
They had to reevaluate how they were measuring that wildlife urban interface. And a company called Verisk, who's a data analytics company, came up with a Fireline score. And now we go from a scale of 0 to 10 with PPC to a scale of 0 to 30 with the Fireline score.
So is this kind of like TransUnion, Equifax, and who's the other guy? The
Experian,
yeah.
It's sort of like that.
Kind of like credit bureaus. Yeah. They have their, it's like the Three Stooges have an opinion of my credit score. And
really good example. Absolutely. These are third parties that the insurance companies trust to say, this is what the risk is for this home.
Okay.
So it used to be that PPC score was if the home was a total loss, what's the risk of that? Now they're looking at, with this Fireline score on a scale of 0 to 30, what is the proximity of fuels next to the structure, next to the property? What is the slope of the property? What is the accessibility of the property?
Basically anything that would inspire a forest fire.
Absolutely.
Or a burn down.
Absolutely. And then what limits or inhibits the fire department from adequately putting around the forest around the home.
Right.
So this is a hockey stick curve. So your 0 to 3s are where most of the tolerance is. You get into a 5, 6, or 7 on your Fireline score, you're on the bubble. And a 10 and above, you're probably not going to get coverage, or you're going to have to look at some high-risk stuff.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you could have a PPC score that's very reasonable. Like this house is a low-risk house because maybe it's a new build, and it doesn't have all of the risk factors of a 100-year-old home.
Absolutely.
Yet you could have a wildland fire. score? Is that what
you're calling it? Fire line
score. Fire line score of a variable that throws it out.
Yep.
Off the table.
And it has happened in Montana. I've had it happen to a client where perfectly adequate PPC score. Companies are widely using this fire line score now since 2018 throughout the Western U.S.
Yeah, if there was 14,000 homes that needed to be rebuilt or paid for in 2018, of course their pocketbook still hurts from that.
It does.
Wow. Scott, I have questions about this. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, can I pick your brain a little bit more?
Absolutely.
I'm getting smarter, Matt. It's the Flat at Home Show. We're getting smarter this weekend. My name's Justin Metcher. We're talking with Scott Countryman of Goosehead Insurance, and we're learning a lot about how to cover your assets. Can I say that?
You can say that.
All right. We'll be right back.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha. Getting smarter this weekend. You know why? Because Scott Countryman is in the house, everybody. He's with Goosehead Insurance, and we're talking about, well, yeah, protecting your assets. And I said that on radio. That's okay, Mom. It's not a cuss word, and it is not French. Although it's probably French in origin, I'm thinking. last segment, we were talking about a new score, not your credit score, not your golf score, a fire line score that your insurance carriers are, it's validated or put together by independent third parties. And when they're basically assessing your property and they give you a fire line score, anywhere from 0 to 30.
Correct.
Similar to golf, lower, better?
Lower, better.
Okay. So unlike your credit score, similar to golf though. All right. So if I buy my home and I have a PPC of 4, that's probably a good PPC, right?
Yep.
And for those of you who don't know, you're going to have to go to kjjr.com and pick up last weekend's show to learn what PPC means, okay? And that's how I plug that, Matt. Is that cool? This guy just got a raise. and I have a fire line score of, let's say, 7. Is that a good one?
That's, you're on the fringe at 7.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So 0 to 30 and 7 is on the fringe.
Yeah, it's a hockey stick.
Oh, yeah, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So if it's a 30, you're bananas.
Yeah.
Your house is on burning down.
You're buying a home that can't be insured.
Okay. So my fire line score is, let's say, a 5. And I buy the home, I'm happy, my insurance rate is what it is. Are there things that I can do in time through my ownership to improve that score, to make it different or better?
You're not going to be able to affect the slope of the property.
Sure.
You're probably not going to be able to affect the access to the property. An insurance company may ask you to remove some of the fuels before they will write it.
Okay.
And so that gets back to your point about getting involved, the insurance company involved early in the buy-sell process.
Right,
because if underwriting needs to get involved, there's an opportunity for that.
Define fuels, like timber?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You might have dead timber, so ground fuels. You might have high pine, so crowning can occur.
Yep.
All of that.
So let's say you just bought that beautiful 20 acres and it's raw land. And you're scoping your property and looking at where you're going to build your home. Probably not bad things to think about as you're designing your future home.
Correct. Yeah. You definitely want to look at timber density on the property.
Yeah.
And if you do make modifications to that, you're going to want to document that, maybe take pictures of that so that insurance companies can see that the imagery that Verisk used to determine your fire line score has changed.
Has changed, yeah. Because that's probably updated as frequently as Google Maps.
It's pretty slow.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So what I'm hearing, though, is that there is a process of conversation.
I mean, there is. It's not an easy one, though.
Right.
Like, you can't just go level a forest and say, okay, now my fire line score is lower.
Right.
But the insurance company may ask you, I've had this happen. We need a few trees that are right around the home to be removed in order to make it insurable.
So what we've discovered this weekend, as well as even last weekend, is that the insurance contingency portion of your buy-sell agreement is far more robust than what it seems to be. It's correct. One line with one date on there, and it's usually a window that's very narrow in an attempt to be as competitive as possible. Because when you're the seller looking at all these offers and this person's saying, I don't even need insurance, then that's like low risk on the buy side, right? Except for if they actually do need insurance, then that deal's not going to close. Right. So it's all conversation to be had. And this is why realtor friends that are listening, this is why we have this show for you, so that you can be more prepared, so that you can, you know, best prepare your client as well. You even said, Scott, like your realtor helped you in your next purchase as well.
Yep.
Understand, like, hey, while you don't have a fire station nearby, that's a proposed one or the future location. So be on the lookout,
yep.
right? Be
yep.
listening to these things.
That knowledge is huge.
Yeah. Worth its weight in gold.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
What other things can you tell us really fast that we may not see initially when we're looking at our insurance and the policies and the packages and things like that?
Well, so this is an evolving area of insurance from 2018 to now. I'm seeing some carriers getting proactive with managing assets that are in wildfire prone zones.
Sure.
Where they'll never tell you this. They won't put this on a declarations page. But to protect their bottom line, they have outsourced a wildfire defense team that they'll deploy in the event of a wildfire to go save assets that they're insuring in an area of a wildfire.
Wow.
And we saw this last year on East Lakeshore with the Boulder Fire.
No kidding.
So not every insurance company is taking that proactive approach.
Right.
Most will just institute binding restrictions.
Yeah, just say no.
Yep.
Whereas this company is saying, yeah, we got you covered because we built the team to go protect the assets.
Yep.
Well, and I'm just guessing that that's probably more cost effective than, you know, rebuilding so many homes.
It absolutely is. Yeah. I mean, you know for a fact that those California homes and the value of them drove that.
And
others, multiple companies that are available.
Scott, this has been far more fascinating than I was expecting. Most of the oftentimes somebody says, I want to talk to you about insurance. I'm just going to start writing a check, right? However, this has been awesome. Should we have more conversations? I want to talk to you about perhaps maybe the advantage of you being a broker is, what's that great phone number?
406-703-3002.
That's Scott Countryman with Goosehead Insurance and Forever. And friends, I want you to be aware of the importance of that buy-sell agreement, especially on that page when you have the opportunity to shop for your insurance next time you go do that. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. Have a great weekend out there. Be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.